had him a goal, a clean sheet, a victory, a satisfying afternoon overall, I suppose.
Yeah, the gaffer was happy when he came in after the game, which is pleasing. So I think obviously we could have really done with getting the second just to sort of kill the game off. I think any team's got a chance, obviously, when it's still at 1-0. But luckily enough, we didn't look too, I think, apart from the header towards the end, apart from that chance, we looked pretty much in control. And it was scrappy at times. The wind was very hard to play against. It was ball was all over the place at times. But yeah, it was a good day.
And you mentioned that second. There was a few chances at either end, but there seemed to be that cutting edge again there this week for Pompey.
Yeah, I think we looked dangerous. We knew what areas to exploit, where their weaknesses was. Obviously, we've worked on it through the week in training, and obviously watched clips, the positives and negatives against them. So yeah, we knew what we had to do. We had to be compact. They like to run off Billy Key and try and play through you, which we've done brilliant. I think all the lads deserve a pat on the back. They all stuck to the jobs, and yeah, like you said, we looked threatening, exploiting the space at times, and a bit unfortunate not to get two or three.
It seemed to be a bit of a physical edge to that game. Was it noticeable up there?
Yeah, there was quite a few fouls. Obviously, the ref, you don't want to speak about the ref, but yeah, it was physical to say the least.
It seemed like it could have balled over at one point.
Yeah, well, obviously it's the cup as well, and that's the nature of the cup. And obviously they want to win, we want to win, and it's going to get heated at times.
And there seemed to be a bit of an issue on the touchline at the end after the final whistle. Did you see anything there?
I don't really know, to be honest. I was just obviously walking on to shake the ref's hand, and don't really know what happened, to be honest.
Defensively, again, the team very solid, another clean sheet, and as you mentioned, other than that last couple of moments, looking pretty comfortable.
Yeah, which was pleasing, because obviously we've conceded a few late goals through this season, which we were unhappy about, and hopefully now we're starting to learn from our mistakes through previous matches, and that's what you have to do when you make mistakes. As long as you learn and don't do them again, it's a sign of going forward and as a club and as players. So we look good defensively, and I think if we had got one or two more, it would have been a perfect day.
Six goals now to your name. You must be pleased how that tally's stacking up. Bearing in mind you obviously had a bit of time out injured.
Yeah, it's coming along okay. Probably like a few more, but like you said, it's that's what I'm there to do. Obviously, when you're playing as the nine or tens, so they say, you have to get goals. And yeah, I should have really had two today. I missed a good chance for the second, but yeah, that's what I have to do if I'm playing in that position.
Finally, who do you want in the third round?
I think any Premier League team, home or away, would be a great atmosphere. Obviously, we're going to concentrate in the league now. That's our main aim now, is to start trying to catch that first position, and worry about it when after Monday.
Nice thing to look forward to in January, though, a big cup tie would be.
Yeah, obviously we'll be looking on Monday night to see who we get, and yeah, it'll be nice if we could get a big team.